Dale salvadoreño, que no hay pájaro pequeño que después de alzar el vuelo se detenga en su volar.
Our program this week will feature Latin American news and music. This is Warwick reporting from Canberra. On Friday, March the 3rd, Salvadorans and Latin Americans gathered in small groups all around the world to remember Shafiq Handel. Shafiq Handel was a senior member of the Farabundo Mati Front of National Liberation, or FMLN, Central Command during the 12-year guerrilla war in El Salvador. And then, when peace was negotiated, a central figure in Salvadoran Congress as an elected representative of the Farabundo Mati National Liberation Front. At the time of his death, from a heart attack, he looked as though he would be leading the FMLN to an electoral victory in the upcoming Salvadoran elections. While most Australians would not know the name of Shafiq Handel, nearly 500,000 people turned out in San Salvador for his state funeral.
I'm talking to Aristides.
We are here because we are commemorating the life of Shafiq Handel, who was a great leader of our party, the FMLN. He had a great contribution to the struggle of the Salvadorian people, and that's why he deserves to be commemorated. It will be some reflections about his life as his contribution, his legacy to the Salvadorian struggle. It has been remembered around the world by progressive people, and that's the significance of his life.
Vuelo se detenga en su volar, pero dale salvadoreño, dale, que no hay pájaro pequeño, dale, que después de alzar el vuelo.
Making the world a better place. I think the most important thing is that when we're recognizing leaders that you may not have heard before, you know, I feel obligated to stand alongside the Salvadorian community and mark his contribution to humanity.
Y será una enorme rosa de amor por la humanidad. Hermano salvadoreño, viva tu sombrero azul.
Bernardo is a Salvadoran who came over to Australia as a refugee in, what year was it?
1989.
What were the circumstances?
The circumstances were that I was very active in the university as a member of the executive committee of the students. Because my role, I normally had to speak in public forums, and the government at that time didn't like it, so they used the death squad, and the death squad gave me 48 hours to leave the country, otherwise I'd be killed.
Dale, que no hay pájaro pequeño, dale, que después de alzar el vuelo se detenga en su volar. Pero dale salvadoreño, dale, dale salvadoreño, dale, dale salvadoreño.
Bernardo has been very busy this week, organising a function at the Venezuelan embassy. Nevertheless, Bernardo found time to read a poem that he'd written more or less especially for this occasion. In it, he describes what it means to be in exile from El Salvador, his homeland. He was inspired by this line from Roque Dalton, "When the homeland inexplicably sings." You sing, I write. You sing to the wind, evoking familiar faces, bodies scattered through the constellations of your blue and white skies. My skin prickles. You sing, I write. From within my own depths, a new verb, so many desires gathered to a single flare. To see with clear eyes beyond time, I heard the lamenting and saw death agonies on your sacred soil. There are many such cries carried in the wind. They sound and resound, bound and violent. You sing, I write, guerrillas, regiments, dictators, rebels, dead and wounded. Voracious combats, like drops of rain exploding, confused in echoes of themselves. You sing, I write. The wind sings your tropical tune, and with that song rises a glow over plains and volcanoes where death was brought to its knees. Homeland, you are a kindling of tragic joy, pomp, carnival, tropical pain, flowing rain, immortal earth. In the immensity of your oceans of shadow, I am a minuscule droplet. When I am cold, you warm me. Thus, watered with dew, love grows, newborn with every dawn. But when the sun sets, I hear your song in the wind, and in the shadow of distance, I write to you.
El viento canta tu cantar tropical y su canto se despierta en el crepúsculo sobre los volcanes y llanos donde se abatieron a muerte. Patria, eres lumbre, trágica alegría, pompa, carnaval, pena tropical, lluvia fluvial, tierra inmortal. Que para la inmensidad de tus mares de sombras soy una mísera gotita, que haciendo frío me da calor, cual baño de rocío que junto a cada aurora nace el amor. Pero cuando el sol se baja, escucho en el viento tu cantar, y en la sombra de la lejanía yo te escribo.
And that was Bernardo Zamora reading his poem, Simple Verses in Spanish. Venezuelan Embassy on the 3rd of March. Nelson Davila, the Charge d'Affaires for Venezuela to Australia, acknowledged the role of Salvadorans in Australia, Salvadorans such as Bernardo, as part of the history of the process of social change that is sweeping the continent of Latin America at the moment.
Entonces realmente importante que ustedes aquí, los pocos salvadoreños que hay aquí en Canberra, se sientan orgullosos de tener y ser representantes del Frente Fernando Martín, porque continúan en una dirección correcta en lo que es la lucha continental.
And even though the Salvadoran community is very small and its representatives of a very small community here in Canberra, it's very important for you to feel very proud and pleased with the achievements.
Don Chafi se marchó a la montaña con un puño de valientes, Don Chafi, a luchar por una vida justa y humana, lo que siempre para el pueblo ha soñado Don Chafi.
Handel, 75, dedicated his life to political struggle and stood out as a leader, social activist, and militant revolutionary. He suffered persecution, prison, torture, and exile.
Y ahora es del Salvador, candidato a presidente, por el Frente para Fernando Martí. Y ahora es del Salvador.
He joined the Salvadoran Communist Party, the PCS, in 1959 and along with other political forces, founded the FMLN in 1980. The following year, the FMLN began their armed struggle, and Handel, as chief of the Liberation Armed Forces, the FAL, and the armed branch of the Salvadoran Communist Party, was one of the five commanders to lead the insurrection. By late 1989, the FMLN had fought the US-supported government troops to a standstill, and in the early 1990s negotiated a peace agreement. Shafiq Handel was one of the main promoters of the 1992 peace agreement that put an end to the armed conflict. Shafiq Handel served as a deputy for three consecutive terms since 1997, and at the time of his death, he was the head of the FMLN legislative bloc, where he promoted the same programs of social change that were at the heart of the motivation for the 12-year guerrilla war.
Las mujeres y hombres nuevos se integrarán a la patria nueva. Pues la hora del cambio ha llegado y todo mi pueblo que es inteligente se irá a votar. A votar nada más por el frente que no garantiza un cambio de verdad.
In 1971, Shafiq negotiated the alliance of the coalition of parties called UNO, which is the National Opposition Union. The three parties were the Christian Democrats, the Communist Party, and the National Revolutionary Movement. He participated in the preparation of the platform. And this coalition of parties, they won the elections in 1972 and 1977. But with the tradition of dictatorships, they were stolen the elections. So, as you can see, so far he was getting into the coalitions in order to establish a unity of organizations of movements who will defeat the dictatorship. And this is precisely that El Salvador had been more dictatorships than decades, probably, in the last century. So that's why the FMLN is very clear on what he wants, which is they change the political system, change the social and the economic system. Because there is no point in changing just government, which will continue oppressing the people.
Aristides of the Canberra Committee of the FMLN and the member for Brindabella, Mick Gentleman, of the ACT Legislative Assembly.
But I'd like to thank you for inviting me here tonight and to remember Shafiq and the struggle that he had during his time. And here in Australia, of course, we have our own struggles with oppression and I think myself personally with a current federal government. And it's not the same. We don't go through the same turmoil that Shafiq and your people went through. But still, it's a struggle for us. And we keep this fight up. We have many friends to help us along. And I think tonight, I'm glad that I've been able to join you in a similar friendship. So thank you very much for inviting me. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, thanks also for inviting me to come along and say a few words tonight. I think it's very appropriate that we've got both portraits of Shafiq Handel and Hugo Chavez on the wall behind me. And it feels good having been at work for a day working for our federal government to be here on Venezuelan territory tonight. And one of the things to note about Shafiq was that he was an internationalist, and that the struggle that was waged in El Salvador he definitely saw within the international context. But the FMLN not only managed to wage a civil war to a standstill in El Salvador, but was able to end a period of dictatorship and transform itself into a political party that faced new challenges. I think if we look at the national liberation struggles around the world
I mean, to undergo such a transformation in itself is an enormous challenge. If we look at the ANC government in South Africa today, or the government in East Timor led by Fretlin leaders and former Fretlin leaders, many of those leaders today have made their peace with neoliberalism, but that's certainly not the case of the FMLN. Sure, it's had all sorts of people come through its ranks, but I think under Shafiq's leadership and the leadership today, we've seen a very determined struggle to resist those temptations to accommodate, to make peace with capitalism, with the system, and to continue to wage a very resolute struggle. And the comrades in El Salvador today certainly have a friend in Hugo Chavez and in the revolution that's unfolding in Venezuela, and the developments with Evo Morales' election in Bolivia, the alliance with those two new governments and the revolutionary leadership in Cuba, I think, you know, bodes well. For us here in Australia, as Mick mentioned, we have a very different set of circumstances. We have something more akin to a counter-revolution from the Howard government. In that situation, those of us here in this room and many others who are not here tonight are trying to forge our own united fronts to deal with the offensive against the trade union movement in Australia, against workers' rights, the Howard government's wedge politics, its determination to marginalise Muslim people and to wage attacks on civil liberties, and a whole lot of other struggles that I haven't mentioned that we're engaged in here in Australia. And it's difficult. It has different difficulties, of course, from the comrades in El Salvador and Latin America. But nonetheless, I just finished by saying that I think Shafiq Handel's legacy is a real inspiration to us, a legacy and a memory that will live on in us. And we wish you all the best. Thanks.
At the Venezuelan embassy, Nelson Davila spoke of the legacy of Shafiq Handel as part of the continental struggle for social justice throughout the continent of Latin America.
Y hacer la reunión aquí no es un solo compromiso formal, sino es un compromiso de solidaridad con la revolución continental.
And I want to say it's not just a formal thing that we're having this at the embassy here tonight, but it's an expression of a very real solidarity, genuine solidarity that we have for intercontinental solidarity.
Porque la lucha en América no es de un solo país, sino es de todo el continente.
And it's very important because the struggle within the Americas isn't in one country, it's a continental struggle.
El 24 de enero de este año no murió Shafiq Handel.
On the 24th of January this year, Shafiq Handel didn't die.
Porque aquí está vivo, más bien nació y sigue naciendo cada día un revolucionario más.
Because he's alive and present here today, and in every gathering of revolutionaries every day, he's more present.
Porque nuestro continente es un continente que produce revoluciones, produce revolucionarios.
Because our continent's a continent that makes revolution and makes revolutionaries.
Shafiq Handel es una referencia histórica para el continente.
Shafiq Handel is a very important historical reference point for the continent.
Como Che Guevara.
Like Che Guevara.
Sandino.
And Augusto Sandino.
Y el héroe Farabundo Martí, ¿no?
And Farabundo Martí.
Es decir, que es una historia larga. Venezuela tiene también sus líderes, ¿no? Colombia.
And in our history, Venezuela's history, we have our leaders as well in Colombia.
El pueblo chileno.
Chilean people.
¿No? Dio vida por la libertad contra el fascismo.
Those who've given their lives to fight against fascism.
Entonces, un breve homenaje que le hagamos a un hombre sencillo pero revolucionario como Shafiq Handel, realmente para nosotros nos llena de orgullo.
So even though it's a simple and sincere homage to a memorial for a simple but very revolutionary life like Shafiq Handel, it's something that fills me with pride.
70 años de imagen revolucionaria es significativa para quienes realmente seguimos la corriente histórica de los hechos sociales en Latinoamérica.
70 years is devoted to revolutionary struggle is an incredibly important reference for us to have the struggle in all that.
La herencia de Farabundo Martí está aquí, está en El Salvador, está en Venezuela, está en Nicaragua, está en todo el continente.
And the legacy that Farabundo Martí left us on the earlier revolution, that's present and living.
Salgo a caminar por la cintura cósmica del sur, piso en la región más vegetal del viento y de la luz. Siento al caminar toda la piel de América en mi piel, y anda en mi sangre un río que libera en mi voz su caudal. Sol de Alto Perú, rostro Bolivia estaño y soledad, un verde Brasil besa mi Chile cobre y mineral. Estuvo desde el sur hacia la entraña América y total, pura raíz de un grito destinado a crecer y a estallar. Todas las voces, todas, todas las manos, todas, toda la sangre puede ser canción en el viento.
Finally, Brian Henderson of the Australia-Cuba Friendship Society, in the spirit of true international solidarity, rendered tribute to the memory of Shafiq Handel in his own uniquely Celtic way.
I once heard Fidel Castro speak for 5 hours. If we're not careful, we get caught up in this nationalism of the whole damn thing. And you end up being a communist for New South Wales. Or whatever. And Shafiq was only a little bit older than me, so I've got to get a hurry on. Very much sort of impressed with that generation, and then my parents' generation, and all those people. And that's the English part of it. This is a 15th century instrument, so don't expect too much.
Longfellow, and he could have written because he said, great men all remind us we can make our lives sublime. And departing, leave behind us footprints on the sands of time. We can only leave footprints on the sands of time unless there's been some fair amount of effort put in over a fair amount of time. One great speech in Garima Place isn't going to start a revolution. Yeah? For God's sake, say something. I'm not going to sit here and talk to myself all night.
It's the hard work behind the speechwriter.
Yeah, he has to go over a long time and there's got to be a lot of business. I'd like to talk a bit about this because almost by accident, I was in Spain on the night of the election, their first election after Franco. It had been 40 years without an election. And I sat up all night with my father-in-law, who was very Catholic and therefore pro-Franco. Of course, Franco was Catholic, how could he be wrong? He must be right. And we sat and we watched the results coming in, and I was getting increasingly thrilled throughout the night. And because the Communist Party in Spain had never been more than 10% of the population, 40 years earlier. And at the end of the night when the results were in, the Communist Party in Spain got 10% of the vote. So there was all those old men who kept the faith all those years against tremendous difficulties. So I think of that thing that it has to be kept up. And that's just one example, but keeping the faith is not always easy. You know, you get to 40 and you think, oh, for God's sake, I haven't made a difference in the world. Why the hell do I say, why can't I get a flat down the coast and that's it, you know? You can, yes? Has that ever happened? Do you ever feel like that? Yes or no?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, but, and, you know, and Mephistopheles comes and offers all sorts of stuff. And you get tempted, and it's there, and there's a possibility of a few bob, and so on, and so on, and you can give your subscription to the Socialist Party of East ACT every year, and whatever, and you know, and you end up just another one. But it doesn't happen with people like Shafiq. It didn't happen with Jose Martí. He wasn't a very good horseman, he wasn't a very good fighter, but he insisted on leading the battle. And they said, for Christ's sake, don't go. You know, you've got a bigger job. No, this is it, this is revolution. Che Guevara had the same. He was cut off in the field, being shot at by aeroplanes, and he had to make up his mind whether to pick up a rifle or his medical bag. And he was asthmatic, so his medical bag was very important. He picked up the rifle. This was the decision he had to make, and that was the way he lived. Fidel Castro was the same. He could have given up after the first sort of abortive attack on Moncada, but he didn't. It didn't happen that it's easy. You don't go as it is. It all worked out, and in the end, there we are. Chavez hasn't had a very easy ride either. Allende didn't have a very easy ride. And sometimes it doesn't end in a pretty situation, but it still goes on. And you can keep it. But we're responsible, you know, as individuals, as being part of the clique. And I'd like to end with another little poem. This is a poem I translated from Antonio Machado, who died at the end of the Spanish Civil War in the dreadful concentration camp. And he never lost his faith. He believed in the thing, and I was asked to translate, find something which would suit Australia and thing at the time. And anyway, you can make your mind about that. Thank you.
sent all your roses. I said, I have no roses. All the flowers in my garden are dead. Then said the wind, I will take all your withered leaves, all your yellow petals. And the wind left, and I said to my soul, and I wept, and I said to my soul, what have you done with the garden that was entrusted to you? What have you done with the garden that was entrusted to you?
Because we don't stand alone. We've always got these people behind you and in front of you, and a whole generation of people who come who desperately need us. So thank you very much for inviting me, and I'm more than happy to be here on such a wonderful night. Thank you.
Shafiq was incredibly important, but so too are all of those people that he mentored and nurtured and carried forward in the struggle, and that continue to do that through the revolutionary youth and through the Ifamalena Masavalo today. And we have to remember, even though we're a long way away, you know that it's very much a life and death struggle for a lot of comrades and a lot of people around the world. These sorts of acts of solidarity.
Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me dio dos luceros que cuando los abro perfecto distingo lo negro del blanco y en el alto cielo su fondo estrellado. Y en las multitudes del hombre que yo amo. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado el oído que en todo su ancho graba noche y días, grillos y canarios, martillos, turbinas, ladridos, chubascos y la voz tan tierna de mi bien amado. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado el sonido y el abecedario, con él las palabras que pienso y declaro, madre, amigo, hermano y luz alumbrando la ruta del alma del que estoy amando. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado la marcha de mis pies cansados, con ellos anduve ciudades y charcos, playas y desiertos, montañas y llanos, y la casa tuya, tu calle y tu patio. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me dio el corazón que agita su marco. Cuando miro el fruto del cerebro humano, cuando miro el bueno tan lejos del malo, cuando miro el fondo de tus ojos claros. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado la risa y me ha dado el llanto. Así yo distingo dicha de quebranto, los dos materiales que forman mi canto, y el canto de ustedes que es el mismo canto, y el canto de todos que es mi propio canto. Gracias a la vida.